Inspired and emboldened by their peers at the University of Missouri, whose protests led to the resignation of the school president, students are following suit at colleges and universities across the nation. Students at Rampal College have also held their own solidarity demonstration.
Injustice anywhere
is a threat to justice.
Everywhere
injustice
anywhere
is a threat to justice.
Everywhere
we stand with Mizzou. Say
we stand with Mizzou. We stand with Mizzou. We stand with Mizzou. We stand with...
The responses to the nationwide solidarity movements have raised many questions about what campus administrators are doing to increase diversity and inclusion efforts. I spoke with student Laura French to discuss her perception of the college's progress with diversity and the student solidarity demonstration that took place at Ramapo.
I am a senior at the school. I'm the president of gender equality at Ramapo and also the vice president of Diversity Action Committee. Diversity Action Committee is basically my biggest role in wanting to bring more diversity to the campus and also to have a comfortable place for people of diverse backgrounds to be at Ramapo. I remember my freshman year, we worked to get the diversity goal in the strategic plan like reinstated in the plan for the 2014 to 2018 time period. So that was just one of the things that we did. And I just think that being the vice president of Diversity Action Committee my senior year, I just want to leave off on a good note of like keeping that mission alive.
Where do you see the campus moving in terms of diversity for the future?
I think it's definitely moving in the direction of having more diversity and having more commitment to diversity. I just wish it was moving faster and there was more of an urgency, because I don't think that I feel that urgency yet as far as the people who, like the administration who should be working on these goals and stuff. I feel like they don't have the same urgency as the student body.
Our own campus held a demonstration about a month ago now. How do you think the student turnout and the support by the administration played out then?
I think that the student turnout was amazing, considering that the protest was organized in pretty much less than 24 hours. To have the turnout that it did have, which was like, I mean, I can't really guesstimate how many people were there, but it was a big enough group that like we were noticed and we were loud and people definitely noticed that it happened. I know that maybe the administration didn't necessarily have the chance to hear that this protest was going to happen, but after it did happen, while there was an administration response, I feel like the response should have been bigger. I feel like there should have been an immediate recognition of the fact that this many students came out with this much passion to talk about this issue, and it kind of was a blip on their screen, I think. And I definitely think it should have been a bigger issue for them.
President Mercer and his cabinet, along with other Rampal College administrators, also chimed in with their efforts to increase diversity on the college campus at a town hall just last week.
My name is Kat McGee. I am the Director of Affirmative Action and Workplace Compliance here at Rampo. One of the things that I know is really important for our students are to have faculty and staff and administrators that are diverse, that look like them, that represent our community fully. So right now I'm in the process of working with our general counselor, other folks in the Affirmative Action Office, and two of our representatives from the Diversity Action Committee to create an affirmative action plan for our campus.
As a public college, what's our diversity quotient relative to the state? We should reflect the state at the very minimum, in my view. In some respects, we've made significant gains in doing that, and I'm glad of it. But I don't think we're anywhere near where we want to be from a diversity perspective. Having increased diversity and committed ourselves further to increasing it under goal 4 of the strategic plan, we have a responsibility to support our students.
To get a sense of Rampal's campus climate in regards to race, diversity, and inclusion on campus, I also spoke with three student leaders and members of the Black Student Union on campus. Christopher Cannon is a senior and member of the campus organization Brothers Making a Difference. Tanisha Williams is a senior and member of the campus organization Ebony Women for Social Change. Michelle Forbes is a junior and member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, a predominantly African-American women's sorority.
What have your experiences been like on campus? Do you feel accepted here?
There are times in the classroom setting where it could be kind of intense, where I'll feel awkward if we're having a discussion on minorities or having a discussion on African-Americans.
I'm a history major, and so we deal a lot with kind of, or have dealt a lot with slavery and in moving into Jim Crow, and so it's kind of like I'm always fighting, okay, well, you know, I don't want to, you know, I want to give, I guess, the black perspective, in quotes, you know what I mean, but also not give that, because I'm not the Rosetta Stone for constantly having to battle with, okay, well, do I say something or do I not say something? But if I don't say something and someone says a wrong thing, then it's like, okay, well, you know, what do I do then? So,
as you may or may not know, there was a town hall recently. Do you feel that the college has done enough?
There is definitely room for improvement.
I actually went to the town hall, and actually, you know, hearing what the administrators had to say and then kind of actually like discussing it with people afterwards, I felt like it was a lot of them trying to dance around the fact that no, we do like not, we barely have any programs or any programs at all that kind of cater to multiculturalism. You know, and it felt like, and it was kind of like, but we're working on that. You know what I mean? Like, well, you should already have it, not just it on paper. Like, actually have it in the works. It's happening. It'll be here soon. You know what I mean? So, that's what bothered me the most about that.
In regards to making minority students here feel safe, it would help to have more staff support. Same thing with the town hall meeting. Although President Mercer had that, which is a nice gesture. However, I don't want to say that it's too late, but I feel as if it should have happened a long time ago. We need more than him just saying that we're working on it. We need to actually see. Yeah, we need to actually see and see a difference for him to actually do something.
And while it may seem that we're at a peak to increase race, diversity, and inclusion efforts, the conversation continues across college and university campuses nationwide. I'm Vanna Garcia, WRPR News.